latest team news from clubcall.com.
Welcome along to Thursday's Bulletin for Manchester City. And Colombian international striker Marlos Moreno has said he expects to complete a move to Manchester City this Saturday, having helped his team to ultimate glory in the Copa Libertadores. The 19-year-old Atletico Nacional prospect spoke to reporters after his side beat Independiente Del Valle 2-1 on aggregate on Wednesday night in the prestigious South American showpiece. Moreno, who scored three times during the actual tournament, is rated one of the brightest talents in the region and also had offers to join Manchester United, Porto and Real Madrid. The startlet, however, was convinced by City's superior sales pitch, which included a personal call from Pep Guardiola. It's understood that the Moreno deal will be worth around £8 million and he will fly into Manchester in the next 24 hours to complete his medical. Guardiola is keen to take a closer look at the player, but City want to get him a regular taste of first-team football. Talks are ongoing, which will see Moreno join Spanish side Deportivo La Coruña for the entire duration of the upcoming season. Well, moving on, Manchester City are in talks with Everton over a possible purchase of England international defender John Stones. But City want to complete a deal for less than £50 million, which is the valuation placed on Stones by the Merseyside club. The 22-year-old, who has 10 international caps for England, was the subject of three bids by Chelsea in last season's summer transfer window, all of them turned down. Chelsea were prepared to pay £30 million for the centre-back 12 months ago, and Stones even put in a formal transfer request in an attempt to force the move through. City manager Pep Guardiola wants to implement more of a passing strategy at the club, and Stones, who's well known for his ability on the ball, could be brought in with such a tactic in mind. But Guardiola said, "We need to create good build-up play with easy passes in midfield to achieve good passes for our strikers further up the pitch. I believe when the ball goes from a central defender to a striker, the ball comes back as quickly as it goes. We have to make it clear that we are building up in our first process, whether that is defenders or midfielders, and that's why we need players of quality to play in that style. We have the players to do that too."